Country Club FM.
That's usually a Friday thing, the old train whistle, but I'm not going to be here Friday, so I just wanted to make sure to get it in here before then. For today's Bob Almanac, listen for a quiz question. Listen for topics that could be good fodder for a Bob Almanac quiz question. You just don't know what it's going to be, right, Neil?
No.
Very often I take you by surprise.
I don't
what
know.
I come up
yes.
with. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Today is Tuesday, November 19th. And again, the prize is Ronnie Millsap, by the way. 323rd day of the year, counting them down, just 42 remaining in 2019. Big day this day, 1863.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
As you might expect and guess, not really Abraham Lincoln. That's the great actor, American treasure, Jeff Daniels, reading the Gettysburg Address.
And then he did Dumb and Dumber right after that.
That he did.
Right.
With a couple of different roles there.
Makes sense.
But I think somewhere in the Gettysburg Address, didn't Abraham Lincoln say, so you're telling me there's a chance? Didn't he put that in there
I think he did.
So, of course, the music wasn't there when Abe, although maybe, I take that back. I think it's a little known fact that Abraham Lincoln would travel with a backing band, much like Dean Martin.
Yeah.
He'd always have his backing band with him. Mm-hmm. So that's what that music was from, the orchestration and the oboes and the flute. So 1863, Gettysburg Address here, the state. Let's move on to 1954.
The accident was something I think that I'm a better person for. I think that it's probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's probably an odd thing to say. But in this business of ours, when you start to run and the good things start to happen and the door starts to finally open, a young guy gets a little too wrapped up in himself.
Sammy Davis Jr., serious auto accident on this date. And this is when he lost his eye.
Yeah.
Lost his left eye. Got a glass eye as a replacement. Wore glasses and sunglasses for much of the rest of his career. Kind of a turning point is, as he said right there, that was Sammy himself shortly after the accident, saying it was a turning point in his career.
What an entertainer.
Oh, he was great. Was he a quadruple threat? He could dance, he could act, he could sing, he could juggle. Those are the four.
Wow.
So 1965, speaking of turning points, this was the turning point for breakfast. Pop-Tarts introduced by those geniuses at Kellogg's there in Battle Creek, Michigan. It's about time. What? Toaster, whatever you want to call them, pastries, a toaster pastry. You kidding me? You can use your toaster for more than just toast? Stunning this day, 1965. What's your favorite Pop-Tart? I like the apples and cinnamon one.
Yeah, go very basic.
You know, and those chocolate ones are pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people that'll eat them without cooking them.
Yeah.
They sell them in vending machines.
Yeah.
With no toaster in sight.
Right.
Or even a microwave in sight. And so, obviously, people eat them uncooked. I wonder if, is there a danger in that? Is it like cookie dough, or you shouldn't eat it uncooked?
No, it's safe.
It's safe.
Those are
okay.
safe.
1969.
They get both rakes close, Dave. The rakes are close.
Good landing. Pete, outstanding.
Man,
after arm on, beautiful. He gets set, fire.
That's real audio this date. Apollo 12 landed. Astronauts Charles Pete Conrad and Alan Bean became the third and fourth men, joining Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong as men to walk the moon in that order.
Okay.
This date, 1969. So Apollo 12 wasn't all that long after Apollo 11, was it?
No, it was in, June, right?
Yeah. They got right back at it. There was more work to be done on the moon, Neil. We just couldn't bask in the glow of Apollo 11, Neil. We had to get back to work and get back to the moon because there were buggies to ride. There were dunes to ride up on the moon.
More golf shots.
We had to do some trail riding.
Right.
Probably set up a horseshoe pit. So that was 69. In 85, now this was huge.
The moment is at hand. President Reagan now is at a lakeside mansion about 8 miles north of Geneva. Fordow, it is called. The Flower Water House. And it is there that the president will meet this morning with Mikhail Gorbachev of the Soviet Union. The
historic meeting between Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev, the big Geneva summit, the two men that ended the Cold War, Gorbachev and Reagan, 1985. 1990, now it wasn't Reagan-Gorbachev, but it was Rob and Fab, very similar.
We are taking it to our awards and nomination subcommittee the 1st of December, and they may choose to give the Grammy to the second runner-up. They may choose to give the Grammy to no one this year. They just may say, best new artist, no Grammy given.
That's a Grammy guy. Guy from the Grammys. They just revoked the Grammy from Milli Vanilli because they were lip-syncing and they didn't even sing on their album.
Right.
It was these other people that were not as good-looking as them, but they sang better.
Yeah.
That's been a problem in the music industry for a long, long time.
Yep.
Look up CC Music Factory, CNC Music Factory. It happened with that one, too.
Okay.
As far as videos and things. So that was 1990. This was 2004.
Now Artest has jumped over the scorer's table and is trying to get down to the bench.
What meta world peace?
Peace
is in his name and he's in the crowd fighting.
Getting involved. Steven Jackson's in the fans. Rasheed Wallace going into the stands.
Man, was this ugly. Palace in Auburn Hills. Considered the worst brawls in the history of the NBA. Almost as bad, maybe, as the one when Rudy Tomjanovich got cold-cocked. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So things got out of hand. Players, fans, Detroit Pistons, Indiana Pacers. A lot of beer was spilled that day in the crowd.
Yeah, it was
2004.
An ugly scene. Really
2015
was.
Here this day.
Ex-Subway spokesperson Jared Fogel will spend the next 15 years behind bars after pleading guilty to sex crimes.
A federal judge issued the sentence after listening to 3 hours of testimony. Steve Futterman joins us on the phone now. Hi, Steve.
Steve. We'd love to hear from you. We just don't have time. So Jared Fogel, the pitch man of Subway, proved to be a bit of a scumbag.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say?
Yep. I would definitely say that.
2015. And then it was 2 years ago.
The wild-eyed, swastika-scarred madman who led a family of killers bent on starting a world-changing race war, inspired by the Beatles song Helter Skelter,
look out! Helter Skelter,
died at age 83 in a Bakersfield hospital.
Charles Manson dead this day, 2017. I don't think many people mourned his death.
No, I didn't really struggle that day with that news.
Let's move on to birthdays again. Remember, Almanac quiz for Ronnie Millsap tickets.
Okay, we'll take a break. Don't scream in my ear. I'm a human being. We'll return after this. We'll be right back.
Don't go away.
Now? Yeah, he didn't like his producers screaming in his ear, take a break, Larry. Well, they knew that he was almost deaf, so they were going, take a break, Larry.
Right.
They were yelling into his IFB, but Larry got back to him. That's Larry King, still with us, aging gracefully.
Yeah, how old is he?
And shrinking as we speak, 86 today.
Talking with Orson Welles, I guess I just can't get over that childhood of yours. The little scraps I've read about it, sitting at tables at your age with people who were...
Dick, have you seen Orson Welles? When you talk tables and scraps, Orson Welles had no scraps.
No, he had.
When it came to tables,
he had full seven
he
course
had full
meals.
Full servings, baby. Yeah. Dick Cavett, 83, he's talking. Could you hold my calls for the next 12 minutes? I'm going to want to watch that. This is an interview where Orson Welles talks about how he crossed paths with Churchill and Hitler.
Oh, my.
He's one of the most interesting men in the world when he was alive, that Orson Welles guy. And Dick Cavett interviewed him. He interviewed all the big movers and shakers.
Yeah, I like Dick Cavett.
Dick Cavett, 83. Ted Turner, 81. He changed the news industry, Neely.
Yes,
changed TV with his Superstation and then CNN. Ted Turner, 81. Calvin Klein, he's here with Kramer.
I came in here last January to talk to one of your flunkies.
Interesting face.
Yeah. And when I told him my idea about the beach cologne, you know, he laughed at me.
You're very live, aren't you? Very graceful.
Well, yeah.
And I think he would go on to say that his buttocks are sublime. Calvin Klein is 70. Ever owned anything? He's 77 today.
Yeah, somewhere.
I have a CK pullover, now that I think about it. I'm stylish.
Yeah.
I'm hip. I have a CK pullover. It's really nice. I got it at the outlet mall.
Very nice.
Calvin Klein, 77. As Bud would say, Ahmad.
Up in the air.
Going deep.
They're hoping.
Tip. Caught.
Great. Got it.
Modell.
Champion, Ahmad Rashad.
Poor Sam Ratigliano. You remember that miracle at the Met?
Cost me a lot of skin off my knuckles.
You hit the ceiling?
I hit the ceiling. Yeah, I was in Clinton, Iowa.
God, that was a great play. I
watching,
still remember that.
And I jumped up, and all the skin on my knuckles went into the ceiling.
That's one of a handful of Minnesota sports plays that still give me the goosebumps.
No doubt.
You know, there are a number of Twins
yes.
highlights yep. that are like that as well. But Ahmad Rashad, former, you know what his real name was, remember?
Bobby Moore.
Yeah. So Ahmad Rashad is 70 today. Allison Janney, she's mom.
You're a real piece of work wanting my forgiveness.
Mom,
I don't know what you're dying of, but I hope it's slow and painful.
She's not your mother.
Oh.
You have a super day.
Allison Janney, mom, is 60 today. Meg Ryan once shared a long car ride with Billy Crystal.
Why don't you tell me the story of your life?
Story of my life?
We've got 18 hours to kill before we hit New York.
The story of my life isn't even going to get us out of Chicago. I mean, nothing's happened to me yet.
Would you have what she's having, Neil?
Yes, I would.
Meg Ryan, 58. Another great actress, Jodie Foster.
Hello, Clarice.
Oh, boy. Dr. Lecter, my name is Clarice Starling. May I speak with you?
Yeah, he already knew that because he said, right. He said, hello, Clarice. You don't need to introduce yourself again.
At that
but
point.
Obviously, she was nervous.
She
talking
was
talking to that
nervous.
Got her. Jodie Foster, 57. She was the reason what's-his-name shot Ronald Reagan. Hinckley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you wanted to impress Jodie Foster, who's 57. Right. Our Fave Five artist, Billy Currington, is 46 today. How about Carrie Strug?
Well, first, I was really excited, but then she hurt her ankle, and I got really nervous on top of being excited. But I was just hoping she can keep her focus, so I said a little prayer.
You said a little prayer?
Yeah, I said a little prayer.
That's so sweet.
I know it is, isn't it?
Carrie Strug and her brother Kippy on Saturday Night Live, played by Chris Kattan, who was in the Twin Cities. He was at the Wild game the other day.
Really?
I guess he was doing stand-up somewhere here in the Twin Cities. Well, Chris Kattan,
very nice.
A cameo appearance. Carrie Strug won the gold. You know, she
yes.
hurt her foot and landed one.
Still
the
gutted
one,
it out.
The one-footed stand in the and landing. Carrie Strug is 42. And then... he's the current bad guy in the new Star Wars movies.
Show me. Grandfather. And I will finish what you started.
Kyle, I am your grandfather.
Ace's grandfather, grandson of Darth Vader is what
sure.
he is. If you are familiar with the storyline, and the third and the final one in this particular trio of movies, the new ones, comes out in December.
He sounds a little bit like his
Well, he had folk. The mask on.
Oh.
He did the mask. He really didn't need the mask.
Yeah.
Darth needed the mask. Kylo Ren really doesn't, but okay. he wanted to be like him, you know, be like your father.
Sure.
Adam Driver, 36.
Gone but not forgotten, former President James, don't call him Jim Garfield, 18. 31. The great band leader, musician Tommy Dorsey, 1905, and Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi.
You know, it might have been Tommy Dorsey that was backing up Abe Lincoln there.
That could have been.
The Gettysburg Address.
Tommy Dorsey Orchestra could very well have been.
Might have been his dad.
Indira Gandhi, 1917. Remember the program, Mr. Ed?
Oh, morning, Wilbur.
Never mind that. I'm tired of you beating me to the morning paper. I like to read it with my eggs.
I like to read it with my hay.
You know what? We just don't have enough talking farm animals on TV today.
No,
don't you think? We just don't.
They have been lost somewhere, yeah. and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is.
Alan Young head away with Mr. Ed. And Alan Young played Wilbur in that great TV show, 1919. One of the great catchers in baseball. He's a Hall of Famer, then got in a car accident and was relegated to a wheelchair. The great Roy Campanella, born on this day, 1921. Newscaster Garrick Utley.
Politics now. If you want a challenging job, how about chairman of the Democratic Party?
No, thank you.
No, I'm good there. Well, and do we have... I just had a new grandson yesterday named Carter. They should have gone with Garrick.
Yeah, what? Why didn't they?
There are very few Garricks.
We need more Garricks.
1939 for Garrick Utley. And... Dan Haggerty.
But that bear cub, he was extra special.
As he grew, he became the best friend Adams ever had, and together they became a legend.
Hey there, there's a world where we don't have to run.
The life and times of Grizzly Adams. Dan Haggerty was Grizzly Adams. Him and his good friend Ben. And of course, a cameo by
Denver Pyle. You got Denver Pyle in there. That's a win. It's kind of like TV theme Jack.
Old Mad Jack.
Yep. Dan Haggerty was born on this day in 1941, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
All right. It is a quiz time for the prize of the day. Of course, it is Ronnie Millsap tickets, Medina Entertainment Center on Friday. Neil Freeman will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So 1985, big summit between Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev. Historic summit. Where was it held? What city was it held? 1985. And don't say Reykjavik. That was a couple years later.
Right.
This is a different, this is more of a mainland. I'll give you that one little clue. Mainland. I won't give you the continent, though. That would be just giving it away at that point in time. So, where was the Ronald Reagan, Mikhail Gorbachev 1985 summit this date? 763-450-0100. And Neil, once again, they're going to win
tickets to see Ronnie Millsap. Now, there's no warm-up band. The music starts at like 8:15 or 8:30. Show will be over early on Friday night. This Friday night, Medina Entertainment Center for the iconic Ronnie Millsap.
763-450-0100. Would you like to start your no-repeat workday with Lone Star, My Front Porch Looking In, Toby Keith, Get Drunk and Be Somebody, or Steve Warner, Life's Highway?
Steve Warner, good.
Okay, I'll see you at the Legion in Osseo today. I'll request lunch hour live radio.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY.